This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time for another check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
With the festive season in full swing at the moment, with Christmas lights in the high streets and everywhere, and Christmas coming up very quickly, Elizabeth, should we be all thinking about getting our prescriptions in early?
Well, that's a very good idea, Toby. It's such a busy time that, first of all, your doctor will want to get a lot of the repeat prescriptions out early so that they can deal with the normal increase in illness at this time of the year. Some practices give double amounts just to relieve the pressure after the holidays. But best to ask your regular pharmacist about what to do about your prescription. Now, remember also that your pharmacy, the team, also experience extra pressure. So please give them time to sort out your prescription, especially just now as there are a lot of shortages. That means pharmacy staff sometimes have to spend time sourcing medicine, which of course adds to their workload.
And if we do need to pop into our local pharmacy over the festive holidays, will they be open over Christmas and New Year time?
Every area, Toby, will make provision for someone needing an emergency prescription. There's usually a rota in place. Now, that will be advertised at your local pharmacy branch or on local authority or health board websites. Of course, if you do fall ill and have to see an out-of-hours doctor or get advice, then NHS 111 is your first port of call. Now, clearly, in an emergency, such as breathing difficulties or chest pain, then it's 999. There'll always be people to help.
And should we have some home remedies just in case, then?
That's a very good idea, Toby. A painkiller such as paracetamol, maybe a liquid form for grandchildren. This is a medicine you should have. Now, remember, children can't take aspirin because of the possibility of something called Reye's syndrome. Now, Reye's syndrome is a serious condition. It causes swelling in the liver and brain. Now, it can occur at any age. Generally, children and teenagers, say after a viral infection, so say your grandchild or child has flu or chickenpox, you have to be very careful. Now, the point is that Reye's syndrome is extremely rare, so please don't worry about it. Just remember that aspirin is not for anyone under 16. Now, other things you need to have, for example, indigestion remedy, just in case of overeating. And a first aid kit, I always think that's really good to have something around, say, for a burn, like a gel and net dressing, a simple eye bath. And for other items, things like a large cut, you need a large sterile dressing, tubey grip, a compression bandage. Say you go over on your ankle or hurt your wrist. It's good to have these sort of things handy on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, in case of problems.
Always good to keep your home sort of first aid kit up to scratch and full of all the things you might need. And just to end on a slightly different topic, Elizabeth, I believe that some areas are looking at how to reduce medicine waste.
I think it's a very good idea and a very good question, Toby. Do you need the extra meds to tide you over? I think that's one of the questions patients maybe have to ask themselves. Unfortunately, when we visit someone in their home, we often see extra medicine. Maybe something's been discontinued, yet it's still being ordered, or maybe someone's not sure about taking the medicine a certain way. And I think that's where pharmacists can really help. Understanding your medicine, being able to ask questions so that any difficulties can be ironed out, that's really important. Remember that pharmacists and their staff are there to help you. And I think over the Christmas and New Year period, just generally over winter, I think the message is ask your pharmacist first.
Well, some really good advice there. I think, yes, you should ask your pharmacist first. Elizabeth, if people might like to contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.